Good morning. Today we continue our series on the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today our meditation comes from John chapter 1 and verse 18. This is how it reads. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. We are told that no one has seen God at any time. But you may ask, what about Moses? What about Isaiah? Old Testament scholar D.K. Stewart, in his commentary on the book of Exodus, explained that God would not allow Moses to see his face. Instead, what Moses saw was God's afterglow. In other words, God showed Moses things that would convince him of God's presence. Yet God stopped short of allowing Moses to have a fulsome, uninterrupted, and penetrating gaze at him. In Isaiah chapter 6, the prophet Isaiah was not afforded a fulsome, uninterrupted, and penetrating gaze at God. Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 1 says, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train, which is better translated, hem of his garment, filled the temple." The vision of the Lord seated on his throne was so vivid, so terrifying, so close to a fulsome, uninterrupted, and penetrating gaze of him, even though it was but the hem of the Lord's garment that Isaiah saw. That was enough for Isaiah to cry out, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." God told Moses in Exodus 33 and verse 20, "You cannot see my face, for no man shall see me and live." Indeed, a strong underpinning of the Old Testament is that God cannot be seen, or more precisely, that for a sinful human being to see God in a fulsome, uninterrupted, and penetrating gaze would bring about death. From John chapter 1, verses 1 through to 18, we learn that Christ is the Word who was in the beginning with God, and that Christ is the Word, is God, that became human 2,000 years ago. Christ, by his incarnation, broke the barrier that made it impossible for human beings to see God. Verse 18 tells us that Christ came to earth from the bosom of the Father and has declared God. Christ, in taking on flesh, showed all and sundry what God the Father was like. This same point is made in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. "The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being." To use the language of the Apostle Paul in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 15, Jesus is the visible image of the invisible God. Jesus in John 14 spoke about his ascension. It prompted a question from Philip. In verse 8 of chapter 14, Philip said to Jesus, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father." So if one wants to know what God the Father is like, one merely needs to look at the person, work, and character of God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, God incarnate. There are a lot of people going around in Jamaica who love to talk about Father God this and Father God that. But Father God is known through the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no relationship you and I can have with the Father except through the Son, whose name is Jesus. You enter into relationship with the Father when you have entered into relationship with the Son. Persons who have not surrendered their lives to the Son don't know the Father, don't know God, and are following idols of their own choosing. In John 14, verses 6 and 7, Jesus said to Thomas, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also." Jesus taught that to know him is to know the Father, and that no one can know the Father except through Jesus. As one theologian put it, God is Christ-like, and in him there is no un-Christ-likeness at all. In John 17 and verse 6, Jesus prayed to his Father in a garden setting. In that prayer, he sums up his mission. Jesus said in praying, "I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world." Put another way, Jesus had succeeded in his mission of making the Father known. This means, my dear listeners, that if you want to know what the character of God is like, study Jesus. If you want to know what the holiness of God is like, study Jesus. If you want to know what the wrath of God is like, study Jesus. If you want to know what the goodness of God is like, study Jesus. And if you want to know what the forgiveness of God is like, study Jesus. If you want to know what the glory of God is like, study Jesus. If you want to know all that pertains to knowing God, study Jesus. Jesus has truly revealed the Father by word and deed. Jesus is the ultimate disclosure of God himself. To know God is to know Jesus. A reason for the incarnation was for Jesus to display and declare what God is like. Anyone who by faith surrenders his or her life to Jesus has not just seen Jesus by faith, but has also seen the Father by faith. One day faith shall give way to sight. One day we will see Jesus as he is. One day we will see the Father as he is. But today is a good day to get to know God. Getting to know God begins with getting to know Jesus. Getting to know Jesus begins with repenting of one's sins and trusting Jesus for forgiveness of sins. Getting to know Jesus means surrendering one's life to him. Until next week, may Christ continue to bless you greatly.